There's no mistaking a Weird Al Yankovic song. It sounds exactly like somebody else's song, only funnier. Yankovic parodies pop music, so hearing him is like tuning into a hallucinogenic version of that radio station playing the greatest hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Weird Al Yankovic has come a long way from his youth in Los Angeles. He got his first break in the 70s when he mailed his parodies to a disc jockey named Dr. Demento.
I recorded in my bedroom on a cheesy little cassette tape recorder, and I sent them into Dr. Demento. And they were horrible, horrible songs, but I guess he found some kind of spark. Maybe he was just amused that some teenage kid thought he was, you know, being cool playing the accordion.
Cool and accordion are not two words that commonly end up in the same sentence.
Usually together. Mutually exclusive, yes.
When Alfred Matthew Yankovic came by the NPR studios, he didn't look all that weird, though he's grown his brown curly hair down to the shoulders of his Hawaiian shirt. He was on his way to play a concert in a theme park. He's 43 years old. He's touring this summer after releasing his 11th album, called Poodle Hat, in which he mocks the likes of Nelly and Avril Lavigne.
Tell me, how was I supposed to know we were both related? Believe me, if I knew she was my cousin, we did.
I'm often curious, when I listen to your music, whether you love pop music or hate it.
I'm a big fan of pop music, yeah. I mean, when I do parodies, it really isn't a reflection of whether I even like the song or not, though. That's more of a function of how popular the song is.
But there are some songs that I would go so far as to say you've virtually destroyed. I mean,
would you?
Well, I mean, you know, if you hear Michael Jackson's Bad on the radio, I mean, it's hard not to think of the Weird Al Yankovic parody.
You know I'm bad, I'm bad. Come on, you know. Don't you call me pudgy, portly, or stout, just tell me once again who's fat.
Well, okay. So for some people, maybe I've distorted their view of the original song. But, you know, I think, you know, I haven't ruined anybody's legacies.
You work in terms of pop songs here. I mean, there must be some music that really doesn't need to be parodied because it's already so very, very bad.
Bad? I don't know about that, but I mean, there's a lot of music that's kind of tongue-in-cheek. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I waited so long to do an Eminem song, was because a lot of his big hits were kind of tongue-in-cheek takes on pop culture, like The Real Slim Shady, Without Me, or, again, not novelty, but sort of, you know, definitely have a sense of humor about them, so it would have been kind of redundant to do a parody of those songs. So I'm thankful that, like, Lose Yourself came out, which was like this deadly serious kind of anthem.
He's taking himself more seriously, which creates an opening for you to mock the man.
Absolutely.
Let's listen to a little bit of Couch Potato.
Lose your mind watching TV, they told me, cajoled me, turn off those music videos. I'm going to watch C-SPAN TV, Land and HBO, the History Channel and QVC and Lifetime.
My Lose Yourself parody was one of the toughest, if not the toughest, songs to write because Eminem's rhyme structure is really intricate. I mean, he really is an amazing wordsmith because the internal rhymes, the whole structure of it is just extremely hard to emulate. There's a lot going on there. So I had to make a conscious decision. Was I going to duplicate his rhyme structure exactly, or was I going to have a funny, coherent song? Because I don't think I could do both.
There's MacGyver and Jay Leno. Has got Madonna. Hey, there's Luke Perry on a special all-pig Latin episode of Drew Carey. Wanna turn on E.T. because I'm a gossip freak. And I gotta know who J-Lo is marrying this week.
I'm just trying to think of all the years and years and years of television you would have to watch to be ready to do this song.
You know, I could sit around watching TV in my underwear and think, yeah, I'm working. I'm doing my research. For this song, yeah.
For this song. But not, actually, I do sort of wonder about that, because you're not only making fun of a specific song, you're often pulling something else out of pop culture and making fun of two things together.
I'm just rocking the whole zeitgeist there, yeah.
Well, do you just completely bury yourself in this stuff?
I do, actually. I mean, when I'm writing, I get very focused on writing the songs, because people think, oh, it's just comedy, novelty music, it's parodies. He probably, like, dashes his off in 10 minutes. I actually spend a lot of time crafting my lyrics, and I'll have a 3-ring, you know, notebook. you know, I'm very systematic about it and analytical, and I'll really spend a lot of time putting this stuff together.
There is a song that's on the radio that many people will have heard. I Want It That Way. Let's listen to the Weird Al Yankovic version of that song, which delves right into pop culture. It's called eBay.
A used pink bathrobe, a rare mint snow globe, a Smurf TV tray I bought on eBay. My house is filled with this crap. Shows up in bubble wrap most every day. What I bought on eBay. Tell me why I need another pet rock.
A lot of the songs that you parody are not artists that I even recognize, but I know the song. I know the melody. It's in my head.
It's ingrained.
Yeah. It's creepy to me.
I'm kind of creeped out right now.
Well, you should be.
Oh,
you should be. Aren't you part of the problem?
Yes, I guess I am. Sorry.
Oh.
You know, in an odd kind of way, that the same way that people might listen to Jay Leno's monologue to get the news, people that aren't that familiar with pop culture sometimes pick up my album and go, oh, I wonder what's been going on in a pop culture for the last 4 years.
And you'll give us an update.
I'll give you an update. It's a time
in.
Capsule, as it were.
Weird Al Yankovic's new album is Poodle Hat. Mr. Yankovic, thanks very much for coming by.
My pleasure.
I'm highest bidder. Junk keeps arriving in the mail from that worldwide garage sale.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Hey, Dukes of Hazzard.
Weird Al Yankovic said a lot more than we could fit into your radio. He also adamantly denied any connection to Frankie Yankovic, the Polka King. You can hear all that by going to the extended version of our interview at our website at npr.org. This really is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne.
What I bought.